Plans are underway to build a new childcare center on Cape Breton University's campus. The new center will also feature early learning programs and have 104 spaces for children of students, faculty, and staff. The center is expected to add 6 childcare jobs. Funding for the center is coming from the federal government and through the provincial government. Nova Scotia's Minister of Education and Early Childhood Development, Brendan McGuire, discussed the province's role in the development.
We work through the federal program and we're working with the institutions and nonprofits and picking projects with them and helping them develop these projects. So, you know, we have obviously some money in it, but more importantly, we're working with these institutions to make sure that they are there to meet the demands of childcare in the communities.
The province is currently funding the construction of a medical school building on CBU campus. And McGuire says it's yet to be determined if they will make a direct investment in the childcare center. He spoke about why the new center will be important to the community.
Childcare is not just childcare. It's also an investment in the local economy. It's investment in people. And we know that when there is affordable, accessible childcare, more people work and more people will go back to school. It leads to better outcomes. So very happy to be part of this. And I think Dingmall and President Dingmall and CBU have done an outstanding job. And this is a big, big step for the community.
CBU President David Dingwall praised the province for spearheading the initiative to develop childcare.
This is real leadership by the province of Nova Scotia. The agreement which was signed by the government of Nova Scotia and the federal government was eye-opening. And now the provincial government has taken real leadership in creating these seats. Student services is a big, big issue for all universities and communities across the country. And when you can get a lift from 35 to 104 spaces, whether it be for faculty kids, staff kids, or students and their kids, it's an enormous impact on our community and on the university. And we're very appreciative of the provincial government and the federal government.
He spoke about the demand for childcare.
Oh, the demand exceeds the 105. People put them on and then they take them off and then they put them on. So yes, the demand is very, very high.
The new childcare center will be adjacent to the under-construction medical school, and Dingwall believes it will also help with recruiting and retaining doctors.
We think it's a no-brainer. I mean, if you are completed your degree and you made application to med school, you might have a spouse, you might have a child, and to have this in close proximity, it's a big, big deal for us at CBU and for our students, faculty, and staff. Big deal.
Dingwall says there's no timeline for construction yet, but adds they want to open the center within a year. McGuire says the province is also looking for more opportunities to develop childcare.
We have a few applications in and we're working with different organizations. We realize that in Cape Breton, childcare need is urgent as it is right across the province. So when we have opportunities and good partners, we certainly step up and work with them.
For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.